It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. More than 20,000 students across Wisconsin participate in the National FFA organization. At the Brown County Fair, the Bayport High School chapter is hosting an event to teach students with special needs how to raise and show a pig. WPR producer Courtney Everett recently spoke with two members of the chapter, reporter Nadia Herrig and Vice President Megan Roschlow.
Megan, you are one of more than 150 students involved in Future Farmers of America at Bayport High School. What are you learning through the program?
We're learning a little bit about everything about agriculture and even more. We're learning about the natural environment side of it, and we're also learning about the animals and the reproductive side of it. So we just learn a little bit of everything.
Megan, what do you like best?
I'm more of like the animal and reproductive side, as I show livestock and I'm also part of that. But even based off that, we learn about leadership, careers, everything like that.
Nadia, how does the Future Farmers of America support the Green Bay community?
We do many different community events. We have cleaned up local cemeteries in the past. We do events with our local schools where we bring in students from the elementary schools and teach them a bit about what we do up here at the high school and how to do different things in agriculture. We did an egg camp this past year where they got to learn about things on the farm, things in the kitchen, in the greenhouse, and even outdoors. We did a little bit of a hunter safety type of thing. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like so much fun. And Nadia, the Bayport FFA has a new event at this year's Brown County Fair. Tell us about the Special Drive Pig Show.
So this year at the Brown County Fair on August 18th at 3 p.m., we are starting our first ever special drive where we are going to get our livestock exhibitors, specifically swine showmen, and then we'll partner them up with another showman from the Brown County, and then they will teach a student who may have special needs together how to raise and show a pig. So they'll go through all the steps of the basic care of the pig, grooming them, feeding them, and then they'll get to learn how to show a pig and then have the opportunity to do so in the end.
That's amazing. Nadia, how did this special drive even come to be?
Well, it all started me and Megan and the rest of our officer team were at our summer retreat last summer, and we wanted to bring this event to the Brown County Fair last summer, but we did not have enough time to plan it through, but we were fortunately able to do it now. And we wanted to be able to bring something that we're passionate about and teach it to others in the community. So we thought that this would be a great way to do so.
Megan, talk to me about your role in the event and why it's important to you to bring something like this to the community.
So my role in the event, same as Nadia's, we set up everything. We contacted sponsors. We got the barn reserved. We talked to the fair board to make sure that this was okay. We sent out waivers. We made a presentation. We did a lot of stuff for this. So then during the event, we're going to run the mentor meeting, and we're just going to be walking around, double checking on everything. And I think this is really important because it gets the livestock industry out into the world, and it gets special needs students and livestock exhibitors the opportunities that they never had before.
Let me reintroduce you. We're talking about an effort to connect kids with farm life. Our guests are high school juniors Megan Roschlow and Nadia Herrig. Both are members of Bayport Future Farmers of America.
Megan, my understanding is up to 15 students plan to then partner with Brown County exhibitors. You're learning to raise pigs and show pigs. What does showing a pig at the fair involve for those people that have no idea what showing a pig entails?
First, it really involves like the beginning of a show day is just getting it washed and prepared, which that can be anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes, depending if they think it's a good choice to roll around in the mud and get all dirty again. So you really got some patience with that. And then you go into feeding them. So you get them as big as you want and they get to learn about how they got there. A big part of it, which all showmen know, is like the walking and getting them in the show ring, which I think that is probably one of our biggest lessons that we're going to be showing the special needs students in this. So they're going to have some practice time before they get in the ring and they'll get to learn about that.
Megan, elaborate a little bit more on that, the showing inside the ring. Give me a visual of, you know, these students with special needs that come in or showing animals and they might be in wheelchairs.
So people in wheelchairs, we're obviously going to have someone helping them through there, helping them in the ring, but we're going to open them up to a harness also. That with the pig, we're still testing that out. We're going to see if that works or not. but we're going to do that to make it more available for them. And if they feel comfortable without the harness, we're also going to step back and observe and make sure that everything's good. So then they can use the stereotypical whip or whatever guiding tool that people use in the show ring.
And what do you mean by harness?
Kind of like a dog. If you've ever seen like a dog on a collar, kind of like goes over its shoulders. We're going to try to test it out with the pigs, even though these pigs that are in these harnesses are probably like 50 pounds and we're dealing with 230 plus. So we're going to try to make it work.
That sounds great. Nadia, I know you've helped Wisconsin students with special needs show animals from their wheelchairs. You were involved in a program in Fond du Lac shadowing students. Tell me about that experience. What was it like for you?
Yeah, so last summer I had the opportunity to go down to the Fond du Lac County Fair and assist them in their special drive that they put on every year. They've been hosting this event for quite some time, so they kind of knew what they were doing. And I went to go take a look and see what it would be like if we brought it to our county. And so I was actually partnered with a group of two students with special needs who are both in wheelchairs. So me and the other student from our chapter who went down there with me, Griffin Gerke, we were kind of in charge of, we were able to push them in their wheelchairs throughout the whole event. We assisted the people who were from that county who were doing the actual teaching of the lesson, and we got to have an inside look of what they do with their pigs. And then unfortunately, the actual swine show part of the event was stormed out due to tornado warnings. So
that, oh no.
Yeah.
Nadia, what was it like seeing the reaction of the kids you were helping?
It was awesome. Like, I don't even have words of how to explain. It was really cool to see them be able to do something that I'm so passionate about and love, and seeing others enjoy is really great to see. They had a lot of fun being able to scrub the pig down, feed them, and the excitement on their faces was amazing.
Megan, what do you hope participating students learn from showing pigs at the Brown County Fair?
I hope they learn a lot about the livestock industry, as this is a very important industry in Wisconsin and even all throughout the world. And I also hope they learn that they can do whatever we can do and everyone can help each other, because this is a great opportunity no matter what.
Nadia, how about you? How do you feel?
I agree with Megan. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for these kids and our livestock exhibitors. I hope that it touches their heart more to be able to help these kids, and these kids being able to come and hang out with us, have a good time, do things with other kids their age. We're going to have a dinner there provided as well from the 4-H bar. We're going to have milkshakes, and then Scott Subs is providing us with subs to eat.
That sounds delicious. Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was WPR producer Courtney Everett speaking with Bayport FFA members Nadia Herrig and Megan Roschlow.